whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and today we are going to find out everything you want to know about the world of sailing in Newport. We have with us today John Hirschler. Welcome, John.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us. John is the owner, the captain, the president, the chief cook, the bottle washer of Sight Sailing of Newport. And you've been in the business for quite a while, John.
Sight Sailing started 27 years ago. I began it as a shortly after graduating from Boston University, and started with one small Pearson Ensign, and now we operate three sailing vessels, ranging from the 80-foot schooner Aquidneck, which takes up to 49 guests, and then we have a mid-sized boat named Sight Sailor, which takes 13, and then we do a lot of private charters with a boat named Starlight, which is an O-Day 34. So small, medium, and large, and all provide different experiences.
All right. Well, let's back up to a little bit of your history. You said you started out of Boston University.
I was an advertising and marketing major there, and once I graduated, I worked for a short period for a magazine covering the advertising marketing scene in southern New England. And then I decided to go back to school for an MBA. So, but in the meantime, between leaving that job and hemming and hawing about going back to school, I started Sight Sailing. And I went back to school at URI and obtained an MBA. And after getting that, I decided to very slowly expand my business, mm-hmm. and having a lot of fun doing it. And here we are 27 years later, and we're still doing it.
That's great. Why Newport? Why not Boston, or why not New York?
Sure. Well, I'm from Newport, and Newport is pretty much the sailing capital of the world, and it also has one of the prettiest harbors in the United States. It's really a fantastic place to go out on the water. And before I started the business, there was only one other operator out on Goat Island, and there was no one on the waterfront in downtown Newport offering to take people out for relatively reasonable sailing cruises of the bay. So learning to sail as a kid, and being from Newport, I just thought it was a natural fit.
Now, in sailing, of course, you're very dependent upon the weather. Mm-hmm. So did that involve you in any way at the beginning of trying to make ends meet, and then all of a sudden you had, you know, five rainy days in a row
to a certain degree, although we keep very good records. And interestingly enough, the peak of the season is July and August, and there are many, many seasons in July and August where we've managed to sail 30 out of 31 days or 29 out of 31 days.
Wow.
So it's pretty rare that you get a complete washout weather-wise. Of course, it's a little bit more questionable at the shoulder end of the seasons, but generally the season is just long enough that if you have an off June, September makes up for it.
Okay. And is this something that happens? We're in the beginning of June now. When did you start? Is this something that starts in May, or when the weather breaks, or how does that work?
Our season generally starts in early to mid-May. It varies sometimes by about a week, depending upon the weather that we have to contend with in the boatyard. But once we start sailing in May, we sail every day that we can. We have a regular schedule of departures, and we sail every day through the end of October.
Okay. And if people at this point want to write this down, we'll give it to you a couple times during the show. But if they want more information about Sight Sailing of Newport, they can go to a website.
They can go to sightsailing.com, S-I-G-H-T, sailing, sightsailing.com, or they can call 849-3333.
Okay. Of course, that's area code 401. And 849 means Newport. Okay. Now, the boats you described, you said that one can accommodate 49 people. Is that right?
That's correct.
That was not a misstatement. 49 people on one boat.
Right. Aquidneck is our flagship and is the boat that we run for the longest period from the very beginning of the season in May through October. And she is a Charles Witholtz designed passenger carrying schooner. And so specifically designed to take people out, guests out sailing and do private charters with. So it's a tremendously comfortable boat. There's lots of places to sit or lounge. People can get up and walk around. And we have regularly scheduled public sails, but we also do a lot of private charters as well.
Okay, some people might have in their mind, okay, I'm going to go sailing on the bay in Newport. They're going to put me in this little spot where I can't move, and I have four life jackets on, and that kind of thing. Now, that's not what we're describing here.
No, right? not at all. Not on any of our boats, even our smallest boat. So
it's a more luxurious setting.
It is, and I'd like to get back to the life jacket comment. All of our boats have life jackets, but guests, if they want to, are welcome to wear one. But generally speaking, no one wears the life jackets. You're sailing in protected waters of Narragansett Bay, so.
So I just want to get that image out of everybody.
Yeah, no,
it's kind of one of those things where I don't want to go and do that.
It's not a Captain Ron sailing experience.
Okay. Now, when you say that the people can charter these boats, how do you manage to keep a charter business going along with a regular schedule?
Mm-hmm. Well, all of the boats have a regular schedule of departures, and those departures are all scheduled as public sails. However, if somebody wants to privately charter the boat, they simply choose one of the boat's regularly scheduled departures, and we turn it into a private charter.
Right, and if someone happened to be down and wanted to go on that particular one, it would be just like being sold out.
Sure, exactly.
Right. Now, the smallest boat that you mentioned, how old is that boat?
About a 1988. It's an O'Day.
Oh, so it's new in the world.
It's new in the world of fiberglass. Yes, yeah. It's an O'Day 34. O'Day was one of the largest manufacturers of fiberglass boats. They were located in Fall River, Massachusetts, and we chose Starlight because it had everything that we were looking for. It has a very comfortable cockpit. It sails well. It's of moderate displacement. I would say that probably 50% of the people who charter Starlight are all repeat guests. And Starlight takes a maximum of 6 people, and it sails by private charter only. So we don't offer public sails on Starlight. So Starlight is the boat that if you just have a small group of friends, or whether you're one person or a maximum of 6, you privately charter it, and it's just your group along with the captain on board the boat. And it's similar to as if your best friend had a really nice boat and took you out for a sail.
Well, I've been on a couple boats where my best friend had a boat, and I had to do a lot of work.
Right.
But that's not the case on yours. It's not a hands-on experience?
Well, it can be. And I think that's actually why some of the people who charter Starlight do charter it, because guests are more than welcome to take the wheel. They can sail as much as they want. We've had people sail the entire time, and our captain is just there to back the boat back into his very narrow slip down at Bowen's Wharf. So Starlight is, its design is a popular sort of cruising boat. Mm-hmm. And guests are definitely welcome to get involved. They can grind the winches, they can take the wheel, or lots of them just want the captain to do all the work and they just want to sit back and relax.
Be in a more private setting and be in a smaller boat.
Sure.
Now, the small boat we've talked about and the medium-sized boat.
The medium-sized boat is named Sight Sailor, and Sight Sailor is U.S. Coast Guard certified for 13 people, so it can take a maximum of 13 guests. Runs weekends starting in May, and then we offer almost a full schedule from late June through Labor Day. And Sight Sailor was designed by a Newport-based naval architect named Yves-Marie Tanton, and was originally designed to sail on Lake Pontchartrain down in New Orleans. So it has a very large sail plan. It's a very light boat. It's very fast, particularly in light to medium air. Has a huge cockpit with these big cushioned seats. And I would say that it's available for private charters as well. One of the things that we do seems to got very popular in Newport, or become popular. We do a lot of bachelorette parties and also lots of small private family gatherings and birthday parties. And so 13, 10 to 13 guests, you can privately charter Sight Sailor. It's about $540 for a private hour and a half sail, or $595 at sunset. So that's an option too.
That was one of my questions. Is this something that that the average group can afford? But you've just answered that question. Sure, it's as you mentioned, bachelorette parties. They spend a lot more money than that to do something. So
sure.
And how long a period of time do they go out for normally?
Sight Sailor can either go out for an hour and a half or 3 hours. And I think one of the questions we get is an hour and a half enough? And it may sound rather short, but everything in Newport in the East Passage of Narragansett Bay is relatively close together, and that boat is quite fast, so you can cover a lot of ground in an hour and a half, and it seems to be the perfect amount of time for people to, you know, relax, unwind, have something to eat or drink on a private charter, and then get back, and they still have the rest of the day in front of them.
Right. So you leave out of Bowen's Wharf and head up by Fort Adams, I would presume.
Right.
Is it Clingstone? Is that the
name? Yeah, yeah.
Clingstone's got to be a big tourist
spot. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Now, people, you or someone, one of your employees points these things out to people?
Absolutely. Well, a little sidebar. One of our captains several years ago, his uncle, who just recently passed away, was the owner of Clingstone. So quite a few summers ago, we were able to take the whole crew over there and get the inner, you know, the secret tour of Clingstone.
That's been one of my ambitions.
Which was a great, great treat.
Right. So someone does point out the
The name of the business is Sight Sailing of Newport. So all of our captains and crew know the history of the various sites that you're sailing by. You know, the highlights are pointed out: Fort Adams, Hammersmith Farm, Clingstone, Rose Island, Pell Newport Bridge, and some people are really interested in finding out more, and trust me, some of the captains and crew can talk a blue streak about the history. We're the king of factoids.
And, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
So it's sailing combined with leisurely sightseeing, but on all of our trips, we're always pointing out the highlights of what people are sailing by. Well, the East Passage of Narragansett Bay, you know, between Goat Island and Castle Hill, is just teeming with history and interesting stories. So whether it's Hammersmith Farm or Fort Adams, I won't get into all the details now, but it's really, really, really interesting.
So, John, that would even be applicable to a group that might want a charter or corporation that might want to come down and find out some of these interesting things.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, we do a large number of corporate charters with companies from all over Rhode Island and southern New England. And those range from just company outings, employee incentive parties, get-togethers, team building. And as far as pointing out the sites, we always sort of feel out the group, and we don't want anyone to get off the boat and ask us, what was that big building that we sailed by? So we make sure that people who are interested. But frankly, on private charters and corporate outings, each group is different. And we find that a lot of the times on private charters, the groups are so they're chit-chatting with one another, and they're drinking wine and beer and having a little bit to eat. And we don't want to interrupt that. So we feel out the group and adjust
it work.
And make it work.
All right. Well, we'll get some more information about Sight Sailing of Newport in just a couple minutes after we listen to these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with John Hirschler. He is the owner, captain, and as we said, cook and chief bottle washer, I guess, of Sight Sailing of Newport. John, right at the top here, why don't we give people the website one more time? We'll give it again at the end of the program.
Sure. It's Sight Sailing, S-I-G-H-T, sightsailing.com. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 401-849-3333.
Still works the old-fashioned way.
It does. It does. We've had that number since day one, and I don't think you can get that 849 prefix anymore in Newport.
Okay. No. I know that a lot of people I know in Newport have it, but they're probably all the old-timers.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of old-timers, we were talking during the commercial break of some of the stories and some of the wonderful events you must have had in that 27 years of doing business and meeting people and the things that the boat is used for. And did I hear you mention that someone got engaged on the boat at one point?
Oh, yeah. We've done a lot of engagements. Those generally take place on Starlight, our smallest boat, because that is the boat that just, you know, if you're two people, you can privately charter. It's $285 for a private 2-hour sail. So I would say that every season we probably do about have about 15 couples that get engaged. Wow. And I can't remember one that's gone awry, but I think the you know, the answer has always been yes, and they get off very happy.
And all of those couples got married and are still happily married.
I don't know about that, but it went well on the boat. And I think one of the reasons we do a lot of them is that you know, that somebody's looking for a rather unique off the path
sure
place to pop the question.
And what a more beautiful place to be than in the middle of the Newport Bay there.
Yeah.
So now you are a captain. You are a licensed
captain, right? I have a U.S. Coast Guard 100-ton license that I've had since college, and it's a small business, so I do occasionally get on and captain the boats, and I actually love to captain the boats because that's where the fun happens. And as my business has gotten larger, I spend more and more time in the office, but I'd much prefer to be on the water.
The weddings themselves, when they take place, I know Newport is a favorite place to have the actual wedding and the whole wedding party thing. I'm sure that's another part of an attraction, your boats.
Sure, and that seems to get bigger every year. Newport hosts a tremendous number of weddings on any given weekend. I think someone told me once that between Aquidneck Island and Bristol, there's typically about 40 weddings going on any given weekend. So Newport's the wedding capital of the Northeast, and we've been lucky enough to ride the coattails of that. And we do a large number of, I would call them pre- and post-wedding sales. So you know, the wedding party, they may have a large number of guests in town and they're mm-hmm. looking for an activity for them, whether it's the day before or at some point over the course of when they're visiting. And so we do a large number of pre- and post-wedding sales. And we've also hosted some actual wedding ceremonies on board the boat. And for people that are looking for, you know, we can take a maximum of 49 people. So the wedding would be on somewhat of the smaller size, but we have done a number of ceremonies and had a justice of the peace there and the bride in her wedding gown.
All right. And I imagine in most cases, though, the pre-ceremony thing sounds like it would be a huge part for someone if they, like you say, people are coming in from out of town. And take it from me, if you haven't been out on the bay on one of these boats, it's a wonderful experience. You do get to see a very different perspective of Newport if you haven't been out on the water. You can get, as I say, a lot of history from, like, Fort Adams. I mean, you could do a whole 2 hours just on Fort Adams and what has happened there and still happens.
Right.
Now, events like the Newport Jazz Festival or
the folk festival,
those kind of things. Do your boats ever go out and sit there and listen?
We do. People have chartered our boats in the past, and we'll drop anchor there, and people can. And you know, if you saw how many boats were anchored off of Fort Adams for the Jazz Festival or the Folk Festival, it's amazing. I mean, I think that on a year when there's a lot of big headline names at the Jazz Festival or at the Folk Festival, there's probably at least 500 boats. It's quite the scene. It's probably not for everybody. Back in probably over 10 years ago, it used to be somewhat out of control. But
that was going to be my next question.
The thing is that where the stage is set up for both festivals, it faces out towards the harbor. And they set up these big Sony Jumbotrons, and you can, when the wind is blowing out of the southwest, you can hear really, really well. So actually, the best way to hear it is, if you want to be on the water, is to just come out on a very small boat and meander in really close and drop anchor, and you can have almost a front row seat.
Right. Oh, I'm thinking about, as you said, it was almost out of control. Who does control that? Is there actually Coast Guard?
So the Coast Guard will run several patrol boats through there, and the Newport Harbor Master as well. And when I say out of control, it was just there were too many water balloon fights going on, and you know, general sort of mischief making and mayhem. So, but that's been curtailed, and
so out of control with water balloon fights.
Right.
Not,
right.
Not like out of control.
Right. Well, I mean, places. Yeah. Yeah.
And now, so 500 boats. I'm sure that probably the only thing that has had a bigger impact than that is when the America's Cup was in town.
The America's Cup races were a really big event, and also the Volvo Newport Ocean Race, which is coming again in next year in 2018. And the Volvo race was a huge hit for the entire, actually for all of Rhode Island, particularly Newport.
Right.
And it was fantastic to watch from the water, as well as viewing it from Fort Adams.
That was just announced a month or so ago about the Volvo races coming. So that's
right.
That's going to be exciting.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to plan ahead for that, can they do that with you?
They can do that. You can book, you know, somebody. We won't know the exact like import race schedule until closer to the date of the Volvo event. When it was last year, we had a group that chartered a Quidnic, which was interesting. They were members of yacht clubs from all over the United States. So it was one group. They were all actively following the Volvo, and we had people on board from the Seattle Yacht Club, the San Francisco Yacht Club, the Yacht Club in New Orleans, Texas, and all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And it was a loosely organized bunch, but we were out there for about 4 hours watching the import racing. And I'd also like to say the big news was, which was just announced, is that Rhode Island will have a boat in the event. So that's the big
really
news. Yeah.
Oh, so that's and that hasn't happened before, or?
No.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to. Might even be a reason for you to come back next year and fill us in as to as it gets closer to the date. You know, the one of the things I was thinking of when you were talking about the races is how congested that can be, and how do they keep people out of the sailing lanes? Is that a problem?
Sure. You know, both events, both the Volvo and the America's Cup event, were extremely well run. Sail Newport, along with DEM and the state of Rhode Island and the Coast Guard, just did a great job of disseminating information and doing a really nice job of keeping the course clear. I mean, both of these boats, particularly the catamarans are used in the America's Cup, are just so fast you couldn't be in a regular boat and be out in the course. So you'd really be putting yourself in danger. So, but all of the organizations, local and state, did a great job in putting that event on.
Now, you mentioned, let's take that number 500 just as a kick around number, if you will. 500 boats out on the water in the harbor is a busy day, I would guess. But there's 1 million people that live in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably don't think about this every day, but you're in a pretty, I don't want to say elite, but a select group of people that get to go out on the water all the time compared to the amount of people that live in the general area. There's a lot of people listening to the show right now that have probably never been out on Newport Harbor. And
right.
So it's a very unique thing that you're
sure.
in the business of.
Sure.
And so I would suggest, if you haven't had that experience, you give them a call and you get out there and get on the water. You even mentioned the various yacht clubs, Seattle and various things like that. Now, for a guy that doesn't know these things real well, where is the New York Yacht Club?
Well, New York Yacht Club is landlocked in Manhattan, but their Newport station is in Newport Harbor in the building named Harbor Court, which was actually built for the Brown family, the same Browns that helped get Brown University, that founded Brown University.
Mm-hmm.
And that has an interesting history. And that's located right on the water, and that's where they hold and stage a lot of their events. And the history of the New York Yacht Club and Newport and the America's Cup go way back, because the New York Yacht Club was the holder of the America's Cup for it was the longest
That's
winning.
That's why it's called America's Cup, right?
Well,
because it was American.
That gets back to the schooner America, but
right.
You know, all the America's Cup races were hosted off of Newport. And the New York Yacht Club was the defender for many, many years. It was actually the longest winning streak in sports history. And that ended, unfortunately, in 1983 when the Australians...
Well, now we have Tom Brady, so...
Right, also, right. Yeah. So when the Australians won the America's Cup, and that was... A lot of people thought that Newport would change dramatically, and it has, but it's really changed. Newport's done extremely well, and, you know, we're hosting these huge, large-scale sailing event. And I'd like to just go back to something that we were talking about earlier. When there's the Jazz or Folk Festival taking place, there might be 500 boats out on the water. But when these large-scale sailing events are taking place, whether it's the Volvo or the America's Cup, there's literally thousands of boats ranging from 13-foot Boston whalers up to 100-foot or 150-foot mega yachts. And they're all cordoned off to the perimeter of the race course. And both, you know, from the local level, at the harbor master, the Coast Guard, DEM have all done a fantastic job of keeping the race course clear. And we no longer have any renegades that shoot across the course, kamikazes. And so it's they've done a really, really nice job of running those events.
So is there a Newport Yacht Club?
There is a Newport Yacht Club.
So it's not just a New York Yacht Club.
No, there's there's the Newport Yacht Club. There's the Ida Lewis Yacht Club. And they're all very, very busy. And they provide both youth and adult sailing instruction and host a large number of regattas and organized races over the summer. And there's also Sail Newport, which is a terrific organization and is the largest public sailing facility in Rhode Island. And they were the ones who were instrumental in organizing the Volvo and the America's Cup races. And they also organize and run lots of smaller regattas, you know, whether it's for a national sailing championship or a youth regatta. So Sail Newport is a terrific organization.
All right. Well, I want to get back to Sight Sailing of Newport. And just mention once again that there's three boats that are available, small, medium, and large, if you will, for a non-sailor like me. And give us the sizes of people. It's like you said, six.
So our smallest boat is Starlight, and she can sail with a maximum of six guests. And then we have our mid-sized boat named Sight Sailor, which is a 46-foot sloop, and she can sail with a maximum of 13. And then we have the schooner Aquidneck, and Aquidneck can sail with a maximum of 49 guests.
And on Aquidneck, you are able to get up and move around.
You can get up and move around on all the boats. However, Aquidneck, being 80 feet with a beam of close to 17 feet, has the most room for an individual to get up and walk back and forth from side to side and whatnot.
And you did mention that people could have a beverage on board?
They can. You can either, for instance, on Aquidneck, we have in the height of the season, we offer what's called a morning mimosa sail, which includes complimentary mimosas with your ticket. And
so it's not a reduced price on the mimosas; they're free. The sale refers
They're complimentary. It's not a back to the free for all word. It's not a booze cruise by any means. But we do serve a couple of rounds, and
excellent.
Also we offer a nightly champagne sunset sale, which includes complimentary beer and champagne on board Aquidneck and Sight Sailor. So that's an option as well.
And all of that information, I presume, is available on the website.
It is. And just to go back, we you know, if you do a private charter, you can also arrange to have food and drink. You can either bring your own, but most of our guests will use a local caterer. And we have several local caterers. We have lots of caterers in Newport, and we have a handful of them that have a special yacht charter menu that we can send people. They're welcome to use wherever they'd like, but lots of our guests will use a caterer, and they'll bring it down, and our crew will put whatever food they've ordered, we'll put it on board, we'll put drinks into coolers and the beer and wine and champagne so that when a group shows up, they just show up and all their food and drink is there, and they step aboard and go for a sail.
What a deal. Sounds like a tremendous time, so I encourage all of you, get out, get on the water, and get a hold of Sight Sailing of Newport. And call John, and he'll give you a special dispensation with an 8x10 glossy of himself, that's autographed. Well, maybe you don't have those, but at any rate, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, finding out about everything we wanted to know. I'm sure there's a lot more, and I'm sure you have a lot of stories that we don't have time for today. But I do hope you come back and join us again.
Love to. Thank you very much.
All right, one more time with the website.
Sightsailing.com.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.